Welcome and Sabbath blessing. Today is a high Sabbath for us, for we will be having communion. So welcome everyone, those that are listening on the phone, those that will be listening over the radio later on the recording. Sabbath blessing on this high Sabbath, July 9, 2016. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? This is lesson 186. Chapter 40, entitled A Night on the Lake. Our opening song is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18, and marching. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sin be a scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. If any one of the dear family, mommies or daddy, little ones, would like to have opening prayer, bubble out.
If we call you and bow our head to our hearts, now, Father, I thank you for this meal to have this blessed day. I thank you for this meal to wake us up this morning. I thank you for this meal to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities that have caused our experience. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without you knowing. Must be strong and brave. Courageous and unselfish, noble, reverent, and discerning. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without you knowing. Let's be able to have sacred mercies to have other place to be. Don't let us be able to fall into sin. Make us be able to always humble ourselves. Be with us as we learn today's study. Let us be able to keep the lessons in our hearts and our minds. Let us be able to always ask first and not be afraid to ask, for we will always get our answer. And also, I pray you be with our brethren in the other parts of the earth, and that you may be able to comfort them in their trials, or be with all of us in our troubles, and dismiss them in dispassion.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 14, from the King James Version. And it reads, Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled A Night on the Lake in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Deuteronomy 8:16. Who fed thee in the wilderness with the manna, which thy father know not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. Deuteronomy 8:2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no. Deuteronomy 8:3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man doth not not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of that mouth of the Lord doth man live.
Amen. John chapter 6, verse 13. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. John chapter 6, verse 15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain, himself alone.
John 6:16. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea. John 6:17. And entered into a ship going over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come unto them. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen. So today, dear ones, we will cover pages 377 through 378. We are in Desire of Ages, page 377. Blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, 377. Seated upon the grassy plain in the twilight of the spring even, the people ate of the food that Christ had provided. The words they had heard that they had come to them as the voice of God, the works of healing they had witnessed were such as only divine power could perform. But the miracles of the loaves appealed to everyone in vast multitude. All were sharers in its benefits. Continue on the next slide. Continuing, in the days of Moses, God had fed Israel with manna in the desert. And who was this that had fed them that day but he whom Moses had foretold? No human power could create from 5 barley breads and 2 small fish foods sufficient to feed thousands of hungry people. And they said no one to another, this is of the truth that prophets that should come into the world.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Of all the miracles Jesus had performed, which one was the most appealing to everyone in that vast multitude? And who was this that had fed them that day whom Moses had foretold? If you know the answer to these two questions, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is the miracles of the loaves appealed to everyone in that vast multitude, for all were sharers in its benefit. And Jesus, no human power could create from 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes sufficient to feed thousands of hungry people.
Amen. So let's learn our first song together, dear ones, entitled The Very Same Jesus. And it will be sung by our dear brother, Joshua.
Come sinners to the living one, he's just the same Jesus as when he raised the widow's son, the very same Jesus, the very same Jesus, the wonder-working Jesus. Oh, praise his name, he's just the same, the very same Jesus. Come feast upon the living bread, he's just the same Jesus as when the multitudes he fed, the very same Jesus, the very same Jesus, the wonder-working Jesus. Oh, praise his name, he's just the same, the very same Jesus. Come tell him all your griefs and fears, he's just the same Jesus as when he shed those loving tears, the very same Jesus, the very same Jesus, the wonder-working Jesus. Oh, praise his name, he's just the same, the very same Jesus. Still follow him for a clearer light, he's just the same Jesus as when he gave the blind their sight, the very same Jesus, the very same Jesus, a wonder-working Jesus. Oh, praise his name, he's just the same, the very same Jesus. And calm this waves of trouble, he's just the same Jesus as when he hushed the raging sea, the very same Jesus. The very same Jesus, the wonder-working Jesus. Oh, praise his name, he's just the same, the very same Jesus. Someday our raptured eyes shall see, he's just the same Jesus. Oh, blessed day for you and me, the very same Jesus. The very same Jesus, the wonder-working Jesus. Oh, praise his name, he's just the same, the very same Jesus.
God bless you, everyone. The survey is page 377. And all the conviction has strengthened that growing act is assured that the long looking for the deliverer is among them. The hope of the people rise higher and higher. This is he who made Judea an earthly paradise, a land of flowing with milk and honey. Next slide, please. And he can satisfy every desire. He can break the power of the hated Roman. He can deliver Judah and Jerusalem. He can heal the soldier who are wounded in battle. He can supply the whole army with food. He can conquer the nation and give to Israel the long-sought dominion. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, how did the crowning act of feeding thousands strengthen the people's conviction, and what did it make them believe? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the hope of the people rise high and higher. This is he who will make Judah an earthly paradise, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Desire of Ages, page 377. In their enthusiasm, the people are ready at once to crown him king. They see that he makes no effort to attract attention or secure honor to himself. In this, he is essentially different from the priests and the rulers, and they fear that he will never urge his claim to David's throne. Consulting together, they agree to take him by force and proclaim him the king of Israel. And continuing on the next slide. Continuing, the disciples unite with the multitude in declaring the throne of David the rightful inheritance of their master. It is the modesty of Christ, they say, that causes him to refuse such honor. Let the people exalt their deliverer. Let the arrogant priests and the rulers be forced to honor him who comes clothed with the authority of God. Desire of Ages, page 378, paragraph 1.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What led the disciples to believe that Jesus would not secure honor to himself? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is they see that he makes no effort to attract attention or secure honor to himself. It is the modesty of Christ, they say, that causes him to refuse such honor.
Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, from the King James Version.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but gave himself a no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus, through being in the form of God, God in thy glory to be followed for. What gives thou thy young reputation, and took the Lord in the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and was made in the likeness of man. And he found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, and became obedient unto death.
Desire Vegas, page 378. They eagerly arrange to carry out their purpose, but Jesus sees what is on foot and understands, as they cannot, what would be the result of such a movement. Even now, the priests and rulers are hunting his life. They accuse him of drawing the people away from them. But violent and insurrection would follow an effort to place him on the throne, and the work of the spiritual kingdom would be hindered. Without delay, the movement must be checked. Calling his disciples, Jesus bids them take the boat and return at once to Capernaum, leaving him to dismiss the people. Desire of Ages, page 378, paragraph 2.
Amen. Welcome to all the brethren that are joining us at this moment. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. Why were the priests and rulers hunting Jesus' life? And what was the reason Jesus called and bid the disciple to return to Capernaum? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones.
The answer is they accuse him of drawing the people away from them. And Jesus bids them take the boat and return at once to Capernaum, leaving him to dismiss the people. Violence and insurrection would follow an effort to place him on the throne, and the work of the spiritual kingdom would be hindered.
Desire of Ages, page 378. Never before had commanded from Christ seemed so impossible of fulfillment. The disciple had long hoped for a popular moment to place Jesus on the throne. They could not endure the thought that all his enthusiasm should come to nothing. The multitude that were assembling to keep the Passover were anxious to see the new prophet. To his followers, this seemed the golden opportunity to establish their beloved master on the throne of Israel. Next slide, please. Continuum Desire Ages 378, and in the glow of this new ambition, it was hard for them to go away for themselves. They leave Jesus alone upon the desolate shore. They protested against the arrangement, but Jesus now spoke with authority. He had never before assured towards them. They knew that further opposition on their part, would be useless, and in silence, they turn towards the sea. So sad. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, what seemed as a golden opportunity to establish the beloved master on the throne of Israel? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is the disciples had long hoped for a popular movement to place Jesus on the throne. The multitudes that were assembling to keep the Passover were anxious to see the new prophet.
And this is our last question, dear ones. Question, why did Jesus now speak with an authority he had never before assumed towards the disciples? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is they protested against the arrangement. They knew that further opposition on their part would be unless useless, and in silence they turn towards the sea.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 22.
Good morning, boys and girls. From our own home, this story comes to you today. It's called The Renewed Heart Bringeth Forth Good Things. And the Bible verse is, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth good things. Hey, what's happening? True sanctification, that means becoming like Jesus, unites believers to Christ and to one another in bonds of tender sympathy. This union causes to flow continually into the heart rich currents of Christ-like love. That means we love others like Jesus loves us, which flows forth again to love in love for one another. The qualities or characteristics which it is essential or necessary for all to possess are those which mark the completeness of Christ's character, his love, his patience, his unselfishness, and his goodness. These attributes or characteristics or qualities are gained by doing kindly actions with a kindly heart. Remember, you can't be kind and be angry at the same time. Have you ever seen an angry person be kind? No, they want to fight. Christians love those around them as precious souls for whom Christ has died. There is no such thing as a loveless Christian, for God is love. This is my commandment, Jesus said, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This is the fruit or gift that is to be given back to God. The Lord will help every one of us where we need help the most in the grand work of overcoming and conquering self. Let the law of kindness be upon your lips and the oil of grace or sympathy in your hearts. This will produce wonderful results. You will be tender, sympathetic, and courteous. Remember last week? Sympathy is telling someone else that you are sorry for their loss. I'm sorry you lost your doggy. That is sympathy. You need all these graces. The Holy Spirit must be received and brought into your character. Then it will be as holy fire giving forth incense which will rise to God, not from lips that condemn. That means we point out someone else's sins or problems and tell them how bad they are. That's how we condemn them. But as a healer of the soul of a man, the countenance, your countenance, that is, your looks, will express the image of the divine. God requires every soul in his service, that means if you were working for God, to kindle their censers from the coals of sacred fire. The censer might represent our character, and the sacred fire might represent God's instructions to us. The common, severe, harsh, or critical, hard critical words that come from your lips so readily must be withheld. Withheld means that we don't say them. And the Spirit of God speaks through the human agent. An agent is someone who represents someone else. By our words and actions, we represent God to those who do not know him. By beholding the character of Christ, you will become changed into his likeness. How do we behold his character? We read his word. The grace of Christ alone can change your heart, and then you will reflect the image of the Lord Jesus. God calls upon us to be like him, pure, holy, and undefiled, or sinless. We are to bear the divine image. Sons and Daughters of God, page 102. And again, our verse is, a good man, a good boy, a good girl, out of the good treasures of their heart will bring forth good things. That's a paraphrase of Matthew 12:35. Thank you for listening. Come again next week.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 2 of our study entitled A Night on the Lake of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones or mommies or daddy would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you once again for waking us up this day and for keeping us safely through another week. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy upon all of our lives. Thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, whether big or small, dear Father God. Help us to see you in all things and to honor you in all things, to obey you, to have faith in your way, to walk in your way, dear Father God, I pray. Give us a mind to do that and a heart to do that, dear Father God. Help us to turn away from our own selves and our own ways and our own thoughts and not to lean in our own understanding. And to just always know that you are there no matter what, that we can don't have to carry our own burdens, but we can cast them upon you, dear Father God, freely, dear Father God. Please be with each and every one of us. Guide our hearts, dear Father God, our mind, as we see all the destruction and tribulation that is happening all around the world, dear Father God. Help us truly to not be dismayed by it, dear Father God, but to stay in prayer and to stay in faith and to rely upon Psalm 91 in times like this, dear Father God. Please guide and protect all of your precious souls wherever they are dispersed around the world, dear Father God, I pray. Send your Holy Spirit to be with each and every one of us. Guide us and continue to uplift us in these times. There's more to come, as we know it's pointed out in your words, dear Father God, I pray. Please be with each and every one of us that are here, each one of us that are battling something today, whether it's an illness, physical or spiritual illness, dear Father God, I pray, or a family member or someone that is not in good health or good in faith, or please give us a word in season to speak, dear Father God, I pray. Please bless us in all things and continue to be the merciful and loving God that you are, and help us to receive it, dear Father God, and not be doubtful. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear ones, by God's grace, it will be on July 16, 2016. We will continue with part 2 of our new chapter 40, entitled A Night on the Lake. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed. And we would like to thank all the precious family that took part of the reading and the singing as well. We hope and pray that you all will be blessed on this High Sabbath. God bless each and every one of you, and may you enjoy the rest of the service. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, everyone.